the North, possibly leading to talks between the North and Washington. Foreign policy reporter for Bloomberg, Peter Pai, explains the North was hoping to drive a wedge between the South and the U.S.
And obviously, U.S. does not want that to happen, and they came up with this policy shift, which will remain to see how that goes.
As for the athletics, Norway's atop the medal count in South Korea with 8 medals, with just one of them gold. Canada is second. The U.S. is fifth with 4 medals. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239.
It's a big
Some insurance
game.
Plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
They're investigating a case of quadruple murder-suicide in eastern Kentucky. USA Radio's Wendy King has...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Supreme Court has refused to review a federal judge's order that the Trump administration continue a program protecting undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. That denial this morning leaves in place the popular DACA program, which protects over 800,000 undocumented immigrants from deportation. The program had faced a March 5th deadline for congressional action set by President Trump last summer, but this may only be a temporary reprieve for Dreamers, as the high court's expected to consider the case in the future.
Doesn't seem to make sense that you have to wait till you're 21 years old to get a pistol, but to get a gun like this maniac used in the school, you get that at 18.
That's President Trump speaking on Fox News on Saturday. Now the NRA says it's against raising the age for all firearm purchases to 21, as he seems to have suggested. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Outside right now, 46 degrees. Cloudy, clearing up today, high near 53. Clear on the overnight, a low would be in the upper 20s. Possibly hitting the mid-50s on Tuesday. It was nice and sunny, clear. Low in the upper 20s at night. Sunny on Wednesday, high near 56. Slight chance of showers, however, late Wednesday night. Thursday, rain likely, mainly after 8 in the morning. High in the 50s. Thursday night, rain, low back in the 40s. Rain again on Friday. High near 45, and then rain likely on Friday night. Saturday looks like a little drop, slight chance of rain and show, but we'll see what happens. And then clearing up again on Sunday. So, looks like a good plan. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Greetings from the table. Chef Bill here at our Monday morning food discussion. Although you can listen to this anytime through podcasts or when we're on Rewind, you can catch us. But yeah, back in the chair. And we were off President's Day, and then last week my voice wasn't working. I had a cold, so not good for a broadcaster, right? So anyway, we're back here at the table. Olympics are over. Many fond memories. I was in Lake Placid during the 80 Olympics at Mirror Lake Inn, and you know, quite a spectacle, especially at the end. Of course, when U.S. won the hockey, and then the fireworks at the closing ceremonies. I mean, we were working hard through that time. Didn't get to really any events, but I was living about a block and a half away from the speed skating oval, so I'd hear the starting pistols go off in the morning. So, yeah, Winter Olympics are always fun. We had, you know, when I was up there, I mean, it, even though Lake Placid's a summer resort, basically, the wintertime always had, between skating and bobsledding and skiing, a lot of activity, as long as the weather helped out. Still a good training center, still going strong up there, so. But it was a nice Olympics. Of course, many new events since the 80s, and it was nice to see the recap of some of the past things. No big catastrophes either. Everybody kind of made it through, no upsets, so another good Olympics. So what do we have coming up now? March, we've got an early Easter this year. We've got St. Patrick's Day coming up, another big, they call them the food holidays, right? We're going to make some special food for that, whether you're Irish or not, and whether it's even authentic Irish. Corned beef obviously is a variation of Irish food, but it's what we do, right? We take something and kind of make it our own. You know, March is, I was looking for food, other holiday, March, oh, it's March is National Celery Month, if you want to celebrate that. Of course, celery is always the accompaniment to probably one of America's favorite foods is buffalo chicken wings, and of course we do the tenders at Jake's, but celery still seems to be the standard garnish, although I think some places are branching out. Maybe try some carrot sticks. So, yeah, I was thinking of, when I saw it was celery month, and I was thinking of dining in the past. I mean, when I say the 60s for me, when becoming aware of that, and working in restaurants, when we sat down at the table, I mean, nowadays everybody's kind of, you know, eating out can be its own event, but it's become almost a necessity in our lives, whether it's, you know, through a drive-through or getting delivery or take-home or even stopping in a place. It's usually on the way to or from something. People have busy schedules now. All this time we saved, we just jam more stuff in there. So, but when you sat down at the table, you know, you had your cocktail or beverage, and bread service, of course, came. And then there's usually a little relish tray. Something could be as simple as celery and olives, or it could be a little more elaborate. I know it, when I worked at an Italian restaurant, Giovanna's, we used to put out, we made a giardiniera, the marinated vegetables, oftentimes antipasti, something before the pasta course, could be vegetables. And we marinated some pickled green tomatoes, a little spicy olive oil. We had the olives in there, the pickled vegetables, and then we had our marinated onions that we would make. So all this came to the table with the bread, and it was kind of a little, you know, take the edge off the appetite. And back then, most places served either a soup or a salad prior to dinner, which, you know, and looking back, I guess, you know, you sit down, you're hungry, you kind of set the stage, kind of get you in a mood. It's supposed to be getting the your little taste buds going too. Usually your hors d'oeuvre or antipasti would be something, you know, with some good seasoning to it, and you're not eating a ton of it, just having a few bites. Wasn't really meant to fill you up. And of course, while your meal was being prepared, kind of bought the kitchen a little bit of time. Nowadays, everybody, the speed at which we have to produce scratch-made food is really increased also. We've got to make sure we offer items that can be prepared quickly. And I was thinking, you know, when we, even when we're cooking at home, I know with my family, when, you know, a few of us show up, to say at my mother's place, there's always she always has some raw vegetables, crudité. Let's bring back the 60s. That's when those started to become popular. And while we're gathering, having conversation, maybe the finishing touches are being put on the meal. And, of course, nowadays everybody kind of gravitates to the kitchen. Even though we've got a living room or a dining room table, everybody likes to be where the action is. So out comes a platter, and always have some fresh vegetables. And there could be, you know, sometimes their tendency is to go with cheese and crackers or something a little more high calorie, let's say. Protein snacks are always good, but we don't want to kill our appetite. Now, sometimes if you're having a party with hors d'oeuvres, you know, you put out a variety of things like that. You've got some high fat, high protein, but also carbs. They're all out there. Vegetables seem to be something. It kind of satisfies our need to crunch, which texture is very important with food. And something, and being a crudité, being more or less a finger food, you don't have to sit down with a plate and a knife and a fork and assemble it, although you could, again, in the case of maybe braised or roasted vegetables that are marinated, you may then not want to pick them up with your fingers. But usually it's something that you can just kind of take one or two bites. Oftentimes there's a spread or a dip, although just seasoning them would be nice too. And we'll go over a few of those ideas today. But having the fresh vegetables, I know when, like say, things you wouldn't even think of, like turnip, rutabaga. One time I was helping my mother prep for dinner. We were going to have some cooked turnips as a vegetable, and I'm cutting them. And I said, oh, can I eat this like it is? It smelled good. It was a nice turnip. And She said, sure, go ahead. So I tried it. It was nice and crunchy. It was tasty. And so we started serving when we had turnips for a vegetable. We'd serve some, half of them raw and half of them cooked. Some of us liked both. Some preferred one over the other. But it got me thinking that, you know, besides the celery sticks and carrot sticks, we could really vary some of the vegetables we put out there. And, of course, being seasonal, you could really vary your crudité from season to season. In the wintertime, you might use different vegetables than you would in the summertime. But at any time, and I know in the summer, sometimes you like to grill them, get that little taste going on. But in the winter, they could be pickled. They could be, and oftentimes we'd have pickles or olives on the table. Sometimes it was just the fresh vegetables. But nice selection, or it could be as simple as two or three. Just, again, take the edge off, something to do. People don't mind waiting for a meal to be cooked. And in the wintertime, do you really, sometimes salads, I mean, greens we can get all the time, but usually you think salads more in the warmer weather. And you might not want to fill up. You know, we tend to eat that big salad before the meal, and usually it should be a little bit of lightly dressed greens after the meal just to help with digestion. So we're going to explore crudité today and kind of update it. I see restaurants are starting to offer items like that, especially with kind of the grazing concept that's going on, or people just stopping by casually to have a nice little plate of something. In the presentation, of course, can be amped up a little bit also. Some of the fancy guys, you know, they're getting some real money for basically raw vegetables, but purchasing them, selecting them, cutting them properly, making sure they're nice and fresh is all important. So we're going to go back. Take a break here for a couple of messages, and we'll be back at the table with our crudité. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart, so you could see.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Phil's table. So crudité. So even for dressings, I know the ranch dressing people put a big push on the fact that you can get kids to eat vegetables if you serve them with ranch dressing. And it's obvious, you know, something mayonnaise based is always very nice. You know, it's, again, you know, it's a little high in calories, but can still be tasty. But there's alternatives that maybe don't have to be as caloric. Not to say that you can't vary it, but, you know, even I think my father used to make something. He just called it dip. I think it was just cottage cheese and ketchup, basically. But he would put it in the blender so it was smooth, so it wasn't like the curds. Ricotta cheese would be another nice alternative. Still, you get that creaminess that's coating the vegetables, or it's dippable, but it's kind of a blank canvas there, ricotta. You always need some kind of seasoning, so mixing in fresh herbs, definitely a little salt and pepper, could be the basis for a dip or a dressing. And yogurt, of course, variations, whether you go low-fat, fat-free. You know, there's the dairy items now. Non-dairy, obviously, you know, an avocado puree would be nice. If you like guacamole, you could, instead of having it chunky, especially if you have an avocado that's really, really soft, and you could make a nice puree with the avocado. Still season it the same way. Put a little, you know, a little onion, a little pepper in there. Little chilies, you know, your cilantro, and have a nice puree that you could use for your vegetables. Because oftentimes we have vegetables on hand. That's one of the most, probably the most difficult things about cooking at home, is trying to keep your pantry or your refrigerator stocked properly without losing stuff. You know, say you had cauliflower as a vegetable for dinner, but you know, you've got to buy a whole head, or you've got to buy two, and you have a little bit left over. Having a little crudité is a good way to use up some of that extra. Or you could buy vegetables just for that, and after, you know, a couple of days, if you haven't used them, then you could use those cut vegetables in a medley or an accompaniment for dinner, or in the case of root vegetables, soup or stew, you know, and that could be the other way. So either way, you can get full use out of what you're buying in the store and prep them yourself. Instead of, you can buy pre-cut vegetables. The grocery stores love to sell those. Oftentimes they'll use their less than perfect ones and be able to trim them up, prep them, and of course they charge for that. There's labor involved, so they're happy. But you know, sometimes peppers, you want tricolor peppers, so instead of buying three whole peppers, you see this little package with a few strips of each in there, and it's, oh, it's, you know, by the time I buy the whole peppers and I'm not going to use them all, then, you know, I only need this little bit. There's only two of us. Or you're cooking for small groups, it's difficult to shop for because of the quantity. You know, it's easy to buy a piece of fish or a steak or a, you know, your protein, but the vegetables, sometimes you end up overstocked, as we say, something too many on hand. But there are ways to help with that. Say you've got, you know, carrots, something simple hanging around, and you like carrot sticks. Well, they're fine for a crudité. You've maybe had some carrots for a vegetable for your dinner, or you've had some in a stew. You've got a couple carrots left over. You could always roast them. Roasting them would kind of extend the shelf life a little bit, gives them a different flavor, and having a roasted carrot that still would be a little bit crunchy inside would be, or cauliflower, or root vegetables, things like that, with a little vinaigrette becomes a nice crudité. Even though crudité normally should be raw vegetables, some vegetables do benefit from a little bit of cooking. You know, green beans, for example. Now, nice fresh green beans are good raw, but sometimes if they're, you know, a little older, sometimes you have to blanch them. By blanching them, we mean having some boiling salted water. Just cook them for a couple of minutes just to set the color and soften the texture a little bit, and then run them under cool water to cool them down. Most directions call you to shock them with ice water, which is fine. You could do that quickly, but cool running water will get them there in a couple of minutes anyway. Sometimes they don't want to scare the vegetables, right? We don't want to shock them too badly. Asparagus is another one. When they're, you know, the very thin, small asparagus is fine raw, or you could even shave asparagus into a salad, cut it with a peeler very thin. Or if it's larger asparagus, again, at the restaurant, we blanch it, and it's still crunchy. When I serve it for Christmas dinner, I do. My crudité is very simple. I used to put out the whole array, and now I just do some nice fresh fennel. So it's kind of, you know, celery with that little bit of licorice or anise flavor, if you will, and some chilled blanched asparagus. So it's kind of funny because, you know, it's wintertime and you're serving these summery things, but that's kind of the idea. It's a holiday and we're going to splurge a little bit. But the fennel, something like that, it's just very, very simple. We find that just dressing it with extra virgin olive oil and sprinkle a little celery salt, believe it or not, over top of the fennel really helps the flavor. In fact, I worked in a restaurant once that we would serve. That was one of our appetizers, just shaved fennel or thinly cut. You could cut it across ways if you like, but if it's finger food, you'd cut little sticks just like celery sticks and serve that as a nice crudité. I say crudité, I mean, usually you can really match all your colors and textures and things, and the platters are often, you know, could be some of the nicest looking things out there. They, you know, you've got grape tomatoes now. You don't need to have out of season tomatoes. Grape tomatoes are great. They're just one little bite. You know, in the summer you might do a wedge of aroma tomato, just the nice meat part there, not the seeds. But, you know, year round now we can get these nice cherry tomatoes are good. They're a little bigger. The grape tomatoes are nice and sweet. What else do we have? So there's a excellent, I mean, the list goes on forever. If you want ideas, cucumbers. We always have half a cucumber hanging around, you know, and we like to take the seeds out, prepping them. You know, it's good knife skills. You need a good, you know, you need a peeler, vegetable peeler, and a little paring knife is good, and then a good, what we call a French knife or a cook's knife. Make sure they're sharp. If you're cutting something like a pepper or anything in the knife, if you're forcing it through too hard or it kind of hesitates and then hits the board, you can hear that sound. If it's not slicing cleanly, get it sharp, because if the knife takes a little bad turn there, you can hurt yourself. And I've found that, you know, peppers, that's oftentimes it'll happen. You get that little bit of skin on a bell pepper, and if that knife's not going cleanly through the flesh there, just make sure you hone your knife. A good steel can do it. If you have a knife sharpener, that's fine, but otherwise get them professionally done once in a while. We like, for a sharpening steel, we actually like the kind that have the diamond dust on them. They're not really that expensive, and that will also act as kind of a sharpener also in between when you get your knives done. You know, it depends on the cutting board you're using. If it's the artificial ones, then tend to wear out the knives quicker than a nice wooden one. Wooden ones are kinder to the knife. They have a little more give to them. So preparing vegetables, you want to think, you know, people are going to, if they're picking them up with their fingers, then you want things cut into nice strips. Cauliflower, of course, is everywhere now. Cauliflower is a nice one. Probably a little easier to eat than raw broccoli. Raw broccoli is fine, but the cauliflower seems to be the one that everybody likes. snap peas or snow peas. Snow peas, you know, they're a little not as firm. The sugar snap peas are great for crudité. Just pull a little string off. You just snip the one end. And if you can, you know, get in season, find nice fresh green beans, always good. But the snap peas really are nice. They're crunchy. They're solid enough if you're having some kind of dip with them. They hold up well to that. And then root vegetables. Again, this time of year, radishes seems to be another, radishes are getting to be another favorite. You know, right from the old English, just the butter and radish sandwich, because they add a little spice to them, have some good butter and a little sea salt. Very simple. And looking for fresh radishes, of course, I'd rather get the ones that are in the bunch there instead of in the little bags. You don't know how long they've been cut. But there's other. We have daikon, and I'm bringing in some of the watermelon. It's a hybrid of the daikon. It's a fairly mild radish, but the slices, it's the watermelon radish. Very pretty. Cut those into discs if you like. What we have used is turnips, carrots now. You can find, obviously, little baby carrots. Probably the ideal is if you find the small ones with still the tops attached a little bit, you can be sure they're going to be a little bit fresher. Sometimes those little bags of baby carrots are okay. They're a little firm on the texture, I think. A nice baby carrot. Again, you're going to spend a little bit more money, but going to be worth it. The flavor is there. The presentation is there. But obviously, cutting carrot sticks, cut them fairly thin. After they're peeled, the easiest way is, of course, cut across the carrot into the size you want. If it's 2 inches, 2.5, 3 inches, so you have a little column there, and then stand it up on end and just push straight down with the knife. Cut those in half, and then you can cut your quarters or thirds out of that, whatever you like. Another thing, though, if you have something that maybe is less than perfect, we could make a quick pickle out of them. And we've done this before. We've got a break for news, and we'll talk about that. Maybe doing the pickling of the vegetables and a couple of ideas for dips and sauces that you could use with your crudité, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Supreme Court has refused to review a federal judge's order that the Trump administration continue a program protecting undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. That denial this morning leaves in place the popular DACA program, which protects over 800,000 undocumented immigrants from deportation. The program had faced a March 5th deadline for congressional action set by President Trump last summer, but this may only be a temporary reprieve for Dreamers, as the high court's expected to consider the case in the future.
Doesn't seem to make sense that you have to wait till you're 21 years old to get a pistol, but to get a gun like this maniac used in the school, you get that at 18.
That's President Trump speaking on Fox News on Saturday. Now the NRA says it's against raising the age for all firearm purchases to 21, as he seems to have suggested. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
back to Chef Bill's table here. So, crudités. What are we going to do? So, pickle, a quick pickle called some place is called a Japanese style pickle. And usually, when you're pickling vegetables, you know, you make the brine and then you have to pour it over. It kind of partially cooks them. This one, we just put the raw vegetables in. Most common one we do is the cucumbers, of course. We do it, serve it with, we've done it on sandwiches sometimes. Anything spicy, you like a little bit of that brightness that comes from the crispy pickles. So basically, you know, your white vinegar, a couple of cups, and then we use 1.5 cups of sugar. We like to use the super fine sugar. It dissolves better. You don't have to then bring it to a boil. A little bit of crushed red pepper, some salt, and we mince up some red onion in there. So this is kind of the pickling liquid. And to get into that, we'll take sliced cucumber, but we've also done carrot, thin carrot coins, or you could do a matchstick julienne. The slices work well. Sliced radishes, sliced turnips, vegetables like that. We've done a mixture. And usually within a couple of hours, they've taken on the flavor. It's best, you know, 4 or 5 hours or even overnight. But you can actually, after a couple of hours, they've taken on enough of the flavor. They still retain their texture. And this is what you could actually use to preserve some vegetables because they're sitting in the pickling liquid. They, you know, they up to a point they just get better, and then they're on hold for a while, and then after a while they get maybe a little bit too soft. But the we found some of the root vegetables do very well with this pickle besides the cucumber. Belgian endive. See it? It's still around. Many times we would use that's kind of a nice edible presentation for hors d'oeuvres with, you know, some kind of little dip or sauce in there and a little bit of seafood or anything like that. But the Belgian endive, they're nice little spears, always something nice to have on the table. And again, if you're doing a dip, it's fine. But some of these also just a little bit of your favorite vinaigrette drizzled over top. So not everything is soaked in the dressing. It's not all coated necessarily, although you could use a little brush and kind of dab it on there. Just want something to flavor. You're not really looking to mask the vegetables' taste. Sometimes with some of these heavy dressings, all you're really tasting is the dressing. You're getting some texture from the vegetables, but mostly you're just eating dressing. And we'll try to, you know, if you're going to do these things, maybe, you know, vary up your dips a little bit so they're not always just something, again, based with mayonnaise. Dairy always works well, but if you can't have dairy, of course, there's other possibilities there too. Something we see on most restaurant menus, you know, it's funny how things just go the whole gamut from casual to even fine dining. And one of them, of course, spinach and artichoke dip. Usually that's served warm with your pita chips or crackers, things like that. I know we haven't, it's one dip we haven't done at Jake's. We've done crab dip, we've done onion dip, things like that. But my favorite of that is just artichoke. And again, that's the cheesy one. You've got cream cheese, mayonnaise, Parmesan, that the old trifecta there, right? Makes anything taste good. But and that's, you know, good once in a while. But a warm dip, of course, you've got to have timing. I mean, microwaves are fine for warming things up. But if you want that little browned, bubbly cheese on top, you have to put it in the oven. So, but even onion dip, that's, reading Gotham Bar and Grill is put a little version of that on their bar menu. We've done that. We've done it at Jake's. Instead of using the packaged onion soup mix, which, all right, that's okay. You've got your toasted onion flavor in there. It's very easy to do. But we'd prefer to take onions, slice them thinly, and saute them. Let them give up their moisture, caramelize them just like you're making onion soup, but even take them beyond that point. Once they get caramelized is actually, and you have to really be active with this, you know, with the pan, stir it constantly. A wooden spoon is best so you don't scrape up your pan. And almost with all the water gone, you don't want to burn them, but you're almost, you know, you're frying them until they're almost crispy in whatever oil is left. Advantage to doing your own is you can flavor the onions. If you want to put a little sherry, you want to put a little thyme in there, you can season them. And you have these onions that are then you can mince them up or use your food processor and blend them with whatever you want. If you want to do sour cream, which is usually the favorite, but you could do creme fraiche, you could do yogurt. Don't think I'd use mayonnaise, but you could, you know, use a Mexican crema, whatever you like for your blending there. But the onion dip that you make yourself, again, you can control the salt content and kind of toasting your own onions. And especially, again, if you have some onions that, been sitting around a little while, you know, I like raw onions myself, but one of my favorites is just an onion sandwich, believe it or not. And they don't have to be Vidalias or Texas sweets, although in the summer you do get some nice sweet onions, but I like them just with, like the radishes, just with some soft butter. It's a good little zing in a sandwich there. Green Goddess dressing seems to have made a comeback. Again, if you're looking on the creamy side, a nice update on that is, again, puree some avocado in there. That's the good fat, right? Avocado, everybody likes that. But hummus. Hummus is the other one. Besides the spinach and artichoke and now the onion dip, but hummus is everywhere. It's very convenient. You can buy it in the store, already done. But it's easy to make your own. And the canned beans work fine, although if you want to soak your chickpeas, doing traditional, you don't have to cook them, just like if you're making falafel out of them. But the canned beans work fine. We use a low-sodium garbanzo, which is the other name for chickpea. And we'll do variations of it. So we'll make a master batch of hummus with the tahini, the lemon juice, a little bit of garlic in there, salt and pepper. If you want to, you know, flavor a little ground coriander, whatever you like in there. But the tahini kind of helps that sesame paste, helps that creaminess, gives you that texture. And then, you know, some good olive oil. And we'll flavor it. Now we'll do it. You know, a sriracha is kind of a popular spice now, or chipotle. Either one of those two would work. We'll do we've done an onion one. Again, kind of a take on the French onion. Caramelize the onions and blend those in with the hummus instead of doing the dairy thing. And that was very good. Now we do a honey lemon. We have some good, some local honey and a little lemon juice in there. And that really a little sweet, but that, you know, some of us have that little sweet tooth there. But the lemon juice, the acid kind of cuts the sweetness a little bit. Again, traditional. Now, we've done others. Beets make a very colorful hummus. If you have a couple of beets you don't know what to do with, you can roast them or cook them, puree them, and add those to your hummus. Gives it a good flavor and beautiful color. But the hummus, once you have your technique down with that, we've done black bean hummus, using black beans, of course, instead of the garbanzos. And you can almost flavor those with a little southwestern flair, if you like, almost like a black bean spread. Some people make burgers out of black beans, but you want that little bit of chili in there, a little, again, you've got some oil, but you'll take it more with that, the cumin, the oregano, again, a little garlic. But a black bean hummus works very well. Of course, the Italian way with that would be, say, with the white kidney beans, the cannellinis. Cannellinis are really nice because they're nice and soft, and it's worth cooking your own too. They don't take that long to cook. You can actually flavor the beans with a little sage or garlic, whatever you like. Then, you know, you drain them and puree them. The cannellinis are nice and soft, and That makes a nice base, the white bean puree, to serve with your vegetables. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll talk about some more ideas for your crudité at Chef Bill's Table.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at the table here, back at Chef Bill's Table. Some other sauces. So, variations on hummus. Another one we've done, edamame, soybeans. Very good. And you can buy them now. You could buy them frozen, shelled already. And cook them up. Flavor them any way you want. If you want to take those in, a traditional direction, wasabi, if you want to kind of theme it that way. Wasabi is always a nice flavoring, a little spiciness there. We've done English peas. Sometimes in the spring, a spring pea hummus. And again, you're probably going to be buying frozen ones. But those are cooked up, and if you've made mushy peas before for your fish and chips, similar process, kind of vegetable, you have a little bit of starch in them there. You can puree those, and you want to put a little mint with those, and parsley is nice, some green onion when you're cooking the peas, a little bit of handful of scallion in there, even the green parts, and you can puree that. If you'd like to stretch it out with a little bit of something, say a ricotta or sour cream, that's fine, but really, you're looking for not to add too much, especially with your vegetable type dips. Trying to save the calories, and it's a way. Let's say you have some raw vegetables, but if the dip is from another vegetable, that's fine. One of my favorites now is a tomato balsamic vinaigrette, if you will, and kind of you take your favorite balsamic vinaigrette, I like Newman's is good. We make one at the restaurant. Just try to find one with, again, not too much sugar in it, but I will take that and add some, basically, some tomato sauce. Again, usually people, you know, you have maybe a little marinara or something that hanging around that you want to use up. It really makes it's about a 50-50 blend even. I'll even use that as a dressing in the wintertime. If tomatoes aren't that good, you have some greens. Tomato balsamic works very well, and that would be something else, again, without having cheese and dairy. If you want a nice dip for your vegetables or a little bit of something to kind of drizzle over them, very good guilt-free, right? You're having good olive oil and vinegar. If you didn't want to even the olive, you want to make it fat-free, even just taking the tomato sauce and adding some good balsamic vinegar to it, not a bad way to go either. Nice tomato, you know, cooked tomato dip. And one of the favorites at the restaurant, our French dressing that we make, and it's too bad it's such a big batch. It doesn't look like the orange French that you see in the jars, and technically a French dressing is really just the oil and vinegar, a little Dijon mustard and salt and pepper. Your basic vinaigrette is your French vinaigrette, but French dressing in this country has been, you know, like this bright orangey stuff, and the one I've been making it for years, actually since Mirror Lake and up in Lake Placid. It's mayonnaise based, but we add some vinegar and some sugar to it, some cider vinegar and sugar. So you're thinning it out a little bit. It's a little bit lower calorie that way. We also puree some vegetables. We puree carrot, celery, and onion. Ideally, you would use a juicer for it, but a puree is fine. It gives a little bit of texture. Seasonings, some dry mustard, oregano, and paprika, just the salt and pepper. But if you have a little bit of, say you had a little shallot, you know, a couple of pieces of carrot and celery, you know, blenderize those, puree them, and you've got mayo, your vinegar, and sugar. I'd give you better proportions. Ours is such a huge batch. To scale it down is, have to do it sometime. Maybe next week I'll give you our secret French dressing. But that's one that's almost called like a mirepoix dressing. It's got, again, it's creamy, but it's not as caloric because you're cutting it with the cider vinegar. Or not as fatty, I guess, is the term I would use. But anything like that, again, it's a dressing made with vegetables to complement vegetables. I mentioned in the beginning, cottage cheese, if you like the flavor of cottage cheese, but puree it so it's not so chunky. Makes a good base for dressings. And, you know, again, the yogurt, cream cheese. Cream cheese is not bad. It's just we don't need everything to always taste like cream cheese, but certainly thinning out a cream cheese with another puree is not a bad way to go. Tzatziki would be something that would give you some nice flavor, and that's again a yogurt based, but you could make it with fat free if you like, or low fat yogurt. And that, again, we're using vegetables, so what we do is we have the cucumber, and you need to grate it on the box grater. You want it shredded, and you're getting kind of the, you know, you squeeze it so it's not so watery. And we need some garlic paste in there. Now, to make garlic paste, very easy to do. You have your peeled garlic. You can slice it. And what I do on the cutting board with the tines of a fork, a regular dinner fork, is mash the garlic. You put a little pinch of kosher salt with that. And you can mash it with the tines of the fork and kind of scrape it and get a nice garlic puree so you don't have big chunks of garlic, but you have that flavor of it. That goes into the tzatziki. We like to use, of course, the mint, and we add a little bit of dill. Now, if you happen not to have some dill, actually a little secret, if you have some dill pickle hanging around, use a little bit of that dill pickle brine in there. instead of your salt. That'll help season your tzatziki. But that, we serve it with, of course, the grilled lamb chops, but that we've done in combination with hummus on a vegetable platter. So you have your bean dip, then you have your tzatziki. May want some other maybe type of vinaigrette there, but you could have two or three dips out there that do very well with your vegetables. So I know I kind of rambled a little bit today, bouncing around, but really trying to get all these ideas out there to enjoy vegetables. I'm not, you know, necessarily on such a big health kick that you have to eat only vegetables, but I enjoy them. And I think if you try them, especially you try them raw, might give you some ideas that you'll use for cooking them. Again, nice, casual, something you can do on the fly. Doesn't take a lot to prepare some raw vegetables. Have a couple of dressings that you like. You can have those always in the refrigerator, or again, just simple drizzle of olive oil and some balsamic vinegar. And you know, if you want to season them with maybe some kind of chili pepper, or if you have a little bit of fresh herbs, an herb cheese is always nice. Boursin, of course, if you happen to have some, very good. The nice French garlic cheese. But again, something as simple as, you know, with yogurt or cottage cheese, a little something to dip or dress the vegetables. Good nutrition. Again, doesn't always have to be just mayonnaise. It can be dairy. It could be other purees. The bean purees work well. Tomato. Anything like that. Enjoy the vegetables and keep them on hand. And it's a good way to hold off a little bit of the hunger while people will wait for food to be cooked. I think if you have a little nibble, something that's casual like that, and spend some time at table. Have some conversation. Don't sit there looking at your devices. We've got a dash now. The hour's about up. Remember fish fry? It's Lent for those of you that observe. So we do their annual fish fry at Jake's. Popular, I'm sure, churches and organizations do them, but we offer the combo, and then fish, you know, from lobster tail, clam strips, scallops, shrimp, anything like that. Next week, yeah, we got to get ready for St. Patrick's Day and then Easter. Easter's early this year, so a lot happening this month. But it's National Celery Month, so start with celery and work your way around the vegetable garden, even in the wintertime. Enjoy some crudité. Chef Bill signing off.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's highest court has decided it will not consider a challenge to the Obama-era policy that's protected hundreds of thousands of so-called dreamers, illegal immigrants brought here as children. President Trump wants to end DACA by March 5th, but a federal appeals court blocked that move. The administration was then asking the Supreme Court to overrule the lower court, but the high court has passed on that request. As for the appeals court, it's expected to to set a hearing date on the president's attempt to end DACA in the coming weeks, or it could be months.
You're going to see some numbers coming up over the next year, the likes of which we haven't seen in our country for many, many years. GDP numbers.
President Trump touting the U.S. economy last night as he hosts the governor's ball at the White House. The Governor's Association holding its winter meetings in D.C., meeting with Trump today. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, SOAP